Well, you should call 314-380-6120.
Oh, is that okay? It's what was on the TV.
Oh. Was like, is this a setup for a joke? I'm really excited. What's gonna happen? Oh, not a joke.
Nada.
It's time to drop the puck on the sports trivia face-off.
That's right, you have downloaded Season 3, Episode 2 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. I am not Brent. I am your question writer, Ryan Clefcorn-Myers, and today I am bringing you Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barclay as contestants on the podcast. Hi, you two. You're in the same room right now.
Hi.
We are in the same room. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty nifty, I'd say. What brings you two together today?
The Blues and the Rangers.
Uh-oh.
Got a grudge match tonight.
Yep.
Oh, man. That sounds a little one-sided, though. That sounds unfair.
Hey. I have no response because, hey, listen, we're streaky and inexperienced, and that's all I got.
That sounds like me during college.
I think plucky is the term you're looking for.
No, I think it's just streaky and inexperienced, but...
Sorry, it is the battle of the two lesser Gretzky teams.
Mm-hmm.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Across the
Whatever.
Bow.
Lundqvist is starting in net tonight, so I'm excited.
Ooh.
Yeah. But yeah, the schedule came out, and Brent was like, you know, your team plays my team the day after your birthday. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to St. Louis for my birthday because I like being cold.
It's been miserable here too. I looked out the window this morning and saw just the lightest bit of snow on the ground, and I got mad.
It's 75 at home, I think.
Well, you did get to see all the gorgeous scenery from St. Louis to Marissa.
I did.
Yeah.
It's flat.
It's flat. 19 degrees here in Kansas today.
Oh my god! Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. I don't feel
it's
so
miserable.
Bad, I guess.
And I wore my Sperry's here, and so my feet were freezing in the car the whole time.
No.
As a quick refresher, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Aaron, you are the guest in Brent's house today, so you will be doing the call of the coin.
I've heard tails never fails, so let's try it.
Hey Google, flip a coin.
It landed on heads.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You didn't want to win anyways. All right, Brent, you're going to have your selection of 3 categories for the first period. Your 3 categories are, I'm going to get medieval on your ass. I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. And Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. These are 5 questions about famous Sams and Jacksons in sports.
Are we going to have to do this kind of dramatic reading now from now on? Because I feel like he set the bar really high.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you have me. All right, so again, 5 questions on famous Sams and Jacksons. Number 1, Tyshon is the real first name of what 49ers wideout who has been crucial during the Niners' successful season this year?
Jackson.
Jackson is incorrect. Do you have a guess, Aaron?
Johnson?
Johnson. I admire it's incorrect. The correct answer is Deebo Samuel.
Oh,
he
I
catches
get it.
Balls. Yeah.
Damn, why didn't I pick the...
Moving on. Question number 2. Mark Jackson was an assist machine during his time in the NBA, but he's mostly a footnote on the coaching side. He built up a successful team only to get replaced in 2014. Who took the team to immediate success the following year?
This is a lot easier on the end that we're usually on.
Yeah, man, this is going to be embarrassing.
Yeah. Boy, this episode got lost too. I don't know what happened.
Brent forgot to hit record, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, damn it all. I'll challenge.
Ooh.
Felix Podvin, can we bring that bit back?
We'll bring back the Potvins. Unfortunately, Felix Potvin is incorrect, so Brent will retain his 10 points. Mark Jackson got Steph Curry and everyone for the Golden State Warriors. He was replaced by Steve Kerr.
I should have at least guessed a coach.
I couldn't have named one.
And so, yeah, Steve Kerr gets all the credit because the Warriors won their first championship in 2015, but Mark Jackson was the one who built him up. Question number three. In 2011, Sam Stosur became the first Australian woman to win a Grand Slam finals in ladies singles tennis since the inimitable Yvonne Goolagong Colley in 1980. In which tournament did she ultimately defeat Serena Williams in straight sets?
French Open.
French Open is incorrect. Aaron?
U.S. Open?
U.S. Open is correct for 5 points.
I got points!
Damn.
Off the rebound.
My uncle had a cat named Yvonne after her.
You are joking. That is incredible.
Big tennis guy.
I mean, her maiden name is Goolagong. That's the coolest. Question number four. Back for Brent. While nobody has hit above 400 since Ted Williams lasted it in 1941, what man did it in 1911? One of the few people to ever achieve this feat and not be elected to the Hall of Fame, though Cooperstown has its reasons.
You were in high school then, right, Brent? You remember?
Wow.
You wanted content. I'm just doing what you
hey,
have.
Hey, good content. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson's correct for 10 points. And there is, of course, still controversy and debate today about his innocence during the Black Sox scandal. Question number five, about famous Sams and Jacksons. What 2005 Samuel L. Jackson film teaches us the valuable lesson that if practice is at 3, you're late as of 2:55?
Oh, boy. I should know this, and I don't. Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is incorrect. Aaron?
Jesus, sports and movies, my two favorite categories. It's the Coffee is for Closers one, right? Glengarry, Glen Ross? It's just bits of wisdom.
I wish.
You're laughing, so I'm guessing that's wrong.
No, I wish. He plays a basketball coach in this one. It is Coach Carter.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I have not.
I remember seeing it when I was like 14. If you're early, if you're on time, you're late. The logic doesn't work out, but you don't question it because it's Sam Jackson.
That's right.
Brent picked up 20 points. Aaron got a 5-point rebound. Aaron, you get to pick between I'm going to get medieval on your ass and Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Ryan, I've always wanted to say this to you. I would like for you to get medieval on my ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brent, you might need to leave the room for this one.
I was going
to
say in my own house, too.
It's going to get weird. I actually, like, not sexy, just weird.
I actually wrote this one with the hope that Aaron was going to pick it because I'm going to get medieval on your ass. Our 5 questions about sports in the Middle Ages.
Oh, thank God. I might know these.
Number one, archery was super popular back in the day. In modern archery, what color are the innermost rings?
Ooh. I think they're yellow.
Yellow is correct for 10 points.
I got points.
You did get points. Question number two. The name of what sport comes from the French for to meet or approach?
This is good content.
Especially since I can't see all the meaningful glances that we're sharing at each other.
This is why I shouldn't have started drinking so early, because like I know French. It's in my brain somewhere, but all I can think of is the French for to meet is to. Why are you looking at me like that?
Just trying to make you nervous. No worries.
Is it hockey?
Hockey is incorrect. Brent?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse is incorrect. The French for to meet or approach is joustère. It's jousting.
Jousting.
Which is also the official state sport of Maryland.
Huh. Lacrosse at least sounded French.
Yeah.
So you've got that going for you.
Oui.
You
question number three. Number trois. Created right at the end of the Middle Ages, golf was born at what is now called the Old Course in what town?
I mean, is St. Andrews the town?
It is the town for 10 Hooray! Points.
Well done.
My uncle, every year for Christmas, we get my uncle around to golf there.
Oh, cool.
Because he loves
golf. Oh, that's
super
sweet.
He's a scratch golfer.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's also a priest, so he has a lot of time on his hands.
Question number four. Horseshoes came about in the 12th century. How many points is a ringer worth?
Three.
Three is correct for 10 points.
I think we've asked that before, I think.
Yeah, something about horseshoes. I saw, it wasn't a Far Side, but it was a similar cartoon of horses out in a field and they're throwing boots at a stake.
Much harder.
You saw that the Far Side's going to be coming back this year, right? Mm-hmm.
I have a link to it on my desktop right there.
He does. I can see it.
Impressive. All right. And we're going to end the round now on I'm going to get medieval on your ass. What old lawn game became popular in the Middle Ages, is a predecessor to modern bowling, and has a name more associated with Marshawn Lynch nowadays than the game itself?
I mean, bocce?
Bocce's incorrect. Brent?
Croquet?
Croquet is incorrect. He will do pretty much anything, Marshawn will, for a bag of Skittles. Skittles.
I asked that question at my game a couple weeks ago. I did a round on candy, and I asked that question. I don't think I knew it was a lawn game. I think it was classified as a pub game, but they're kind of, I feel like in ancient times they're kind of the same.
Yeah, just hang outdoors. So Aaron picked up 30 that round, so we're heading into the first intermission. When provided with the year it was released and the lead star, please name the boxing film to which I am referring. So if I said 1976 Sylvester Stallone, you would say Rocky. Number one, 1970, James Earl Jones. Number two, 1987, Jason Bateman. 2005, Russell Crowe. And 2015, Jake Gyllenhaal. And while you ponder on that, I'm going to box you folks over to this promotional advertising.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
All right, we are back with our boxing film questions. Number one was a 1970 boxing film starring James Earl Jones. Aaron, what did you have?
I said the King James Version of the Bible.
The King James Version of the Bible, 1970. Yes. And Brent?
I put Hurricane.
Hurricane. The correct answer, based on the Pulitzer Prize winning play from the year before that James Earl Jones won a Tony for, is The Great White Hope.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
It's very good. He earned an Oscar nomination for it, and so did Jane Alexander. Number two, 1987, Jason Bateman. Brent?
I put the Dora Explorer movie.
Oh, that's good.
Dora the Explorer and Aaron.
I tried to come up with an Arrested Development joke about CTE and I couldn't, so I didn't. But just if you have one, listeners at home, make it and give me credit. Also, I have a nasty habit of getting Jason Bateman confused with Jason Alexander, but I'm pretty sure Jason Bateman was the Arrested Development. I don't know. It's the same name.
It's you were right. He's the Arrested guy. The correct answer is Teen Wolf 2.
Oh, dear God.
High school boxing, yo. Number three, 2005, yeah. Russell Crowe. Aaron?
This is Russell Crowe fighting around the world.
Russell Crowe's fighting around the world, which is an excellent series. And Brent?
I think this is wrong, but I put Million Dollar Baby.
I think I referenced it in the episode or two ago. It's Cinderella Man, which is about James J. Braddock. And number four, 2015, Jake Gyllenhaal. Brent?
I put the Jake Gyllenhaal story.
The Jake Gyllenhaal story.
He played himself.
Just like Jackie Robinson and Richard Petty. And Aaron?
Dude, we're losing so much street cred right now. Oh, you know that, right?
This may be a Patreon-only episode.
Yeah. So I know this was a boxing movie. I know I saw it in theaters. I think it was earlier, and I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal was in it, but I said The Fighter.
The Fighter is incorrect. That was from 2015 with Mark Wahlberg. The correct answer is Southpaw with Rachel McAdams. So no points because y'all don't like no boxing movies.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So at the end of the first period and first intermission, Brent has 20, Aaron has 35. She knows her medieval sports.
Not great. Okay.
However, Aaron, it is your turn to pick second period categories. Your categories are strawberry wine. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, which is what you're going to pick. And baby, yeah. I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray. Ooh.
So I wasn't going to let you get to the third one because you knew I was going to pick the second one, and I am, but I'm really glad I did. Yeah. But yeah, the REM one, please.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. And I did put a period, and then I said light. This is five questions about losing one's religion, or in this case, athletes that converted to Islam. Hmm. Even though losing my religion in the Southern sense just means getting mad. Question number one. What future convert won gold in light heavyweight boxing at the 1960 Rome Olympics?
I mean, I'm probably just going to say Lou Alcindor for all of these. So
Lou Alcindor is incorrect. Brent? All right.
Cassius Clay?
Cassius Clay, the future Muhammad Ali, is correct for a 5-point rebound.
Better answer. It's cool. I'm still winning.
Question two. Long before Kaepernick, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf caused controversy back in 1996 when he didn't stand for the national anthem before NBA games. The NBA fined and suspended him, but they ended up working out an agreement that let him play again. This occurred while Abdul-Rauf was playing for what Western Conference NBA team?
All right. Name a basketball team, Aaron. Come on. West. Portland Trailblazers.
Portland Trailblazers is incorrect. Brent?
Wasn't he playing for the Nuggets?
The Denver Nuggets is correct for a 5-point rebound.
Cool. We're still tied. It's fine.
Yeah.
The NBA agreed to let Abdul-Rauf play as long as he stood during the anthem, but they said that he could like look down and keep his eyes closed during it, and so he usually just took the time to pray instead.
That's okay. So, quick digression, because that's what I do. I'm not comparing my struggles to Kaepernick's or anything, but I was in court the other day, and the judge walks in and goes, "Join me, if you will, in the Pledge of Allegiance." And
Is this an elementary school room?
No, it was a court. It was a general district courtroom. My firm just expanded this jurisdiction. We'd never been here before. I had no idea what to do. And I panicked and just stood there and stared at the flag. And I caught the bailiff looking at me. And I'm like,
he was just checking you out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was wearing my you might be going to jail suit. So I don't know. But yeah, it was one of the stranger experiences because I haven't said the pledge, I think, in 20 years. Like, does anyone do that anymore? Middle schools?
I think they still do it in younger level schools, but I think that's it.
Anyway, that's my story.
Question number three. With his distinctive facial scars from a car wreck when he was only 2 years old, what French soccer player and Muslim convert placed third behind Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi in the 2013 Ballon d'Or standings?
The only French soccer player I can name is Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry is incorrect. Brent?
I'm going to know the name as soon as you say it. I don't know. Zinedine Zidane.
Zinedine Zidane is from Algeria, but incorrect. He converted after marrying his future wife, Wahiba, as Franck Ribéry.
Ah.
Franck Ribéry. Question number four. A 1999 New York Times article titled A Diet of Discipline detailed what 90s Hornet legends observing the fasting month of Ramadan during the NBA season.
Is this Lou Alcindor?
Lou Alcindor is incorrect. Brent?
The only Hornets legend I can come up with is Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson's correct for a 5-point rebound.
Oh, gosh.
Well, now I'm losing.
By the way, if you want one of those are like a promo thing, and I've got a box of them at work.
I just burned my retinas out. It's
super bright.
Oh, I thought you were talking about those Charlotte Hornets jackets that everyone had in the 90s.
Oh, gosh.
I had a Hornets t-shirt, I think, despite not being able to name a single version of the team. I might steal this.
Yeah, go for it.
It's aggressively bright.
Yes. unlike myself.
Dude, you're beating me. There's a lot of stuff to play with on this desk, so I'm trying to keep my hands in my pockets.
All right, let's end our REM-inspired round.
Woo.
Question number five. For years, fans speculated about what French soccer player's religious tendencies, as he once called Islam the greatest religion, but is also part of a devoutly Catholic family.
Zinedine Zidane?
Zinedine Zidane is incorrect. Brent?
Damn, I was going to guess that again.
I had a feeling. I figured I know it's not Thierry Henry, so that's the only two I know.
No. I'll guess Henry.
Thierry Henry is correct.
No! No! Seriously? That Hannibal motherfucker! God damn it!
Oh, I'm dying. Oh,
I am upset.
You should be. All right. With that, we're going to go to Brent over here. Your categories are strawberry wine and baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray. Ooh.
I'll take the seal song.
Seal. Yes. These are five questions about the California Golden Seals.
Oh, God. Okay.
NHL of yore. Question number one. The California Golden Seals joined the NHL during the 1967 expansion. They played until 1976 when they relocated, became the Cleveland Barons for 2 years, and then merged with what other team from the 67 expansion?
The Minnesota North Stars.
North Stars is correct for 10 points.
This is not fair.
Well, this was because, well, Brent was, what, in his 60s when this was happening? So
he Yeah. You're number one. Oh, he can't see this. You're number one, Ryan.
That was his middle finger, for the record. Question number two. The only Golden Seal inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame as a player for the team is Harry Howell, who spent the first 17 of his 22 NHL seasons with what original six franchise?
Montreal.
Montreal is incorrect. Aaron?
Detroit?
It's the New York
damn
Rangers.
It. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. I knew that too.
You're on a roll. Beautiful. Question number three. Before the California Golden Seals settled on that specific name, they went through three different names in a three-season span. Originally, upon entering the NHL, they were just the California Seals. I'd like you to name either of the two slightly geographically different names they had before becoming the California Golden Seals.
Weren't they the Oakland Seals?
Oakland Seals is correct for 10 points. The other one is the Bay Area Seals.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Why do I know the name Harry Howell? Where have I heard that before? Because it's in the f***ing rafters of the goddamn garden.
Which Harry you were Howell at, what, about a month happy. Ago, a month and a half ago?
I was there a month ago. In fairness, where I was sitting, I couldn't see the retired numbers.
Oh, were you behind the bridge?
I was. I could see the Stanley Cup banner, though, so that was nice.
Ah, that's
the
cool.
Fact that you know your NHL venue so well that you know that she couldn't be there because she was behind the bridge is very impressive.
That's because when I went to Madison Square Garden, I was behind the bridge.
Yeah.
There you go. Question number four. In 1970, the Seals traded their first-round pick in 1971 to the Canadiens for the first-round pick in 1970. Because the Seals had a terrible season, Montreal ended up getting the top pick overall in 1971, wherein they ended up drafting what legend, who was appropriately nicknamed the Flower?
Guy Lafleur.
Guy Lafleur, also known as Le Demon Blonde, is correct for 10 points.
Apparently, he is super into pranks. He's a big prankster. He loves messing with people.
I did not
know. He used to work with Andrew Thomas.
Oh.
Okay.
I've just heard that he loves messing with people, which I enjoy. I enjoy that fact. I also knew that answer.
Oh. All right. Let's end up with question five here. Up until last year, what non-NHL team was playing their home games in the same arena where the Seals once played their home games?
The Golden State Warriors.
Warriors is correct for 10 points. They have since moved back to San Francisco.
In the Chase Arena?
Is it called? The new Warriors Arena or the old one?
The new one.
The new one's the Chase Center.
Okay.
It just opened in last September.
Right.
All right. We're going to go to the second intermission here. Number down 1 through 6, please. As per information from Forbes, December 2019, please name the 6 highest paid athletes of the 2010s. All made over $600 million. And while you think about how these people are way richer than we will ever be, here's a promo.
Here's a request for you to give us the money that is less money than these people make.
Yes.
Unless you have that money, then give it to us. But please.
Just a quick reminder to support us at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff so we can continue to offer great sports trivia.
You should definitely donate money because It helps us with things. I'm bad at this.
You're right. You are. Yeah. Sorry.
I forget what kind of pranks Andrew told me he played, but they were all like super cute, like low level, like harmless.
French-Canadian pranks?
The politest of pranks.
All right, we are back talking about rich people. Brent, who are your six?
I have Ronaldo, Messi.
Which Ronaldo?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
Lionel Messi, mm-hmm. LeBron James, Virgil van Dijk, Bryce Harper, and Kirk Cousins. I know the other two aren't right.
All right. And Aaron?
LeBron James was a good answer. I have Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Derek Jeter, A-Rod, Megan Rapinoe, who isn't on the list but damn well should be, and Thierry Henry, because could I missed it before? Just covering my bases.
Your correct answers are number six, making $615 million during the 2010s, is Tiger Woods.
Oh,
him.
He wasn't good for most of it, but he has all that sponsorship.
I didn't even think about golf. Golf's a sport, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
In fifth with $640 million is Roger Federer.
Oh, yep. Tennis. If I didn't think about golf, I didn't think about tennis.
Yeah. Number four, $680 million, LeBron James.
Woo. That was a good one.
Number three, $750 million, Lionel Messi.
Yes.
Number two, $800 million, Cristiano Ronaldo. And number one with $915 million is Money Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Man.
Oh.
You know, Floyd Mayweather makes bank. He can't read, but you don't need to when you have $915 million. You have other people.
All you need to know is your numbers. You don't need to actually read.
All of those were gettable. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was.
Thank you. Stealing that because my next trivia game is going to happen before this episode drops.
So. Good. And I have two extra categories written for you, so you're good. All right, we're moving into the third round. Aaron, you are currently trailing 45-95, but...
No shit.
Your categories are Bollmeyer, Barkley, and Clef Corn.
I gotta go Barkley. Sorry.
Barkley! These are five questions about various Barkley sports things.
Oh, there's one in Brooklyn and a Premier League.
Number one, from 2004 to 2016, Barclays were the main sponsor for what popular sports league?
Hey, the English Premier League. Wait, team? Wait, say that again?
League.
Premier League.
Premier League is correct for 10
Nailed
points.
Nailed it. So I'm going to tell this story. I know we're a little short on time, but I like the story. So when people ask how to spell my last name, I usually say Barclay like where the Islanders, like sometimes like the Premier League, sometimes like Barclay where the Islanders play. So I was up in New York a couple weeks ago and we were running late to a reservation. I called the reservation and they were like, what's your last name? And I say Barkley, like where the Islanders play, which is a much bigger flex in Manhattan than it is in Virginia. And I turned to my uncle. I'm like, I may have just implied we own the New York Islanders. So like, if they give us that vibe, run with it.
Go with it. Yeah, I can take that. Way to go. Yeah. Question two. The Barclays Center is one of two home venues for the New York Islanders. The other is named after the county in which that arena is located. What is the name of that arena and or county?
Nassau.
Nassau is correct for 10 points.
Look at you just bouncing around like you got this covered.
It turns out it feels good to know stuff, but I did say those are the only two things I know about my last name, so this is about to take a sharp turn.
Question three. The Barclays Center is also home to the Brooklyn Nets. What NBA superstar joined the Nets this last offseason but has sat injured on the bench the entire time?
Is it James Harden?
James Harden is incorrect. I wish he were injured. Brent.
He's got a beard. He's a guy that I know. He's like the only NBA player I recognize. Mr. Head in Your Hands over there. What's the answer? Oh, good. Oh, I think I might know. Wait, I think I know. I can't say it, but I think I know.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is correct for 5 points. He broke the shit out of his legs during the finals last year because they made him play when he shouldn't have been playing.
Well, it's pushing athletes farther than they should physically go. No.
Question number four. The first ever regular season NBA game scheduled to be at the Barclays Center was moved to 2 days in the future. after New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg postponed the event due to transportation outages and a shortage of police caused by what?
September 11th?
September 11th is incorrect. Huh. Brent?
Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Sandy is correct for a 5-point rebound. That was back in 2012.
I don't think I knew it was that new.
And question number 5, the LIU Sharks use the Barclays Center sometimes as their home arena during basketball season. What does LIU stand for in this case?
Long Island University?
That is correct for 10 points. Hey, Long Island University.
Thank you for the softballs. I love you.
Oh, they're not softballs. It's a category about your name. Brent, we are over to you. Are you going to take Bollmeyer or Clefcorn?
Well, I'm definitely going to take Bollmeyer because I know of no other place where that name occurs in pop culture.
All right. Bollmeyer. These are 5 questions about the bowl games of Urban Meyer.
Oh, for sake.
So normally I read your questions and like what the they mean in advance so I don't get to react in real time. This is good.
This is going to be delightful. Question number 1 about the bowl games of Urban Meyer. In 2004, Meyer won the Fiesta Bowl with the undefeated Utah Utes over the Pittsburgh squad. Who is the starting QB for the Utes at this time?
I'll go with Kirk Cousins again.
Kirk Cousins is incorrect. Aaron?
Thierry Henry?
Thierry Henry is incorrect. He would be taken number 1 overall the following year. That is Alex Smith.
Oh. Should have gone with Lucky Smith.
Lucky Smith. Question number 2, what Big Ten school did Meyer's Gators trounce 41-14 in the 2007 national title game?
National title game would have been Big Ten. Ohio State.
Ohio State is correct for 10 points.
It's the Ohio State.
The Ohio State,
Ohio
State University.
State University. Question 3, Meyer's last bowl game with Florida was in 2011 and was which bowl that features a boomerang in its logo?
The Outback Bowl.
They beat Penn State 37-24 in the Outback Bowl for 10 points. Question number 4, in the 2015 National Championship game, what offensive machine took home MVP honors when Meyer's Buckeyes flattened the favored Oregon Ducks 42-20?
Maurice Claret.
Maurice Claret is incorrect. Aaron?
I don't have any idea. You want to take another guess?
No.
Okay. Guess a football player.
Trying to phone a friend.
Yeah.
was this OBJ? He's great.
OBJ is incorrect. It is Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, okay.
Running back for the Cowboys that are as mediocre as ever.
College sports, not my jam.
And we're going to end Bollmeyer. In 2018, Urban Meyer announced he would be stepping down from coaching following what then upcoming bowl game?
Orange Bowl.
Orange Bowl is incorrect. Aaron?
Cotton Bowl?
Cotton Bowl is incorrect. They beat the Washington Huskies 28-23 in the Rose Bowl. All right, so we're heading into the final question. Brent has 125. Aaron has 75.
Special showing.
In case you forget, here are the showdown rules.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of 3 questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all 3 questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all 3 questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Your shootout values are as follows. Number 1, the number of times Gordie Howe appeared in the NHL All-Star Game. A record. Number 2, in years, the current age of football TV personality Lee Corso. And number 3, the seating capacity of Dignity Health Sports Park, the home stadium of the Los Angeles Chargers. And while the folks at home, as well as the contestants, ponder on that, let's charge into this promotion.
Ooh.
Well done.
Damn.
Ticka-ticka-boom.
You know, we have a new promo sitting us right in the face that we need more money so that Brent can buy more Stanley Cup swag.
Yep, we sure do. I think that's our promo. Just plug that in somewhere. Done.
Cool.
All right, we are back. We have numbers. Brent, how many times did Gordie Howe appear in the NHL All-Star Game?
I said 25.
25. And Aaron?
I said my favorite number, 19.
19. The correct answer is 23.
Ooh, nice.
So Brent was off by 2, Aaron off by 4. Brent takes that one. Your next one. In years, the current age of football television personality, Lee Corso. Brent.
I said he's 80.
80. And Aaron?
I said 74.
74. The correct answer is 84.
Damn. Good game, sir.
And the last one. The seating capacity of Dignity Health Sports Park, the home stadium for the Chargers. Brent?
I said 24,000.
24,000. And Aaron?
Okay, so first of all, it's a stupid name for an arena. That's second of all, I huh?
I said it's a pretty stupid name.
I thought you said it's pretty sweet. I'm like, ooh, we're going to have to fight over this.
Yeah, bro, let's go down to the Dig Health.
It's a problem with corporate sponsors getting name arenas, whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, I feel like I've heard a lot about San Diego not being great to the Chargers. Now the Chargers, LA not being great to the Chargers, right? That's where they, mm-hmm. God, okay. Yeah. So I was like, I bet it's a low capacity arena. And then I realized I don't actually know what a low capacity arena looks like. So I said 30,000.
The correct answer is 27,000. You are both off by 3,000 exactly.
Hey, sweet, sweet, sweet. Suck on that.
Brent will suck
20.
Only on 20, which means our final score this afternoon, Aaron 75, Brent 145, but the real points were the friends that we made along the way.
Those are abysmal scores, dude.
Now you all know why we host the show and don't play on it.
I was really hoping to crack triple digits.
It's why I only play once a year.
Yep.
And only with
questions, dude.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed them. You ended up picking most of the ones I wanted you to pick. Hence, medieval.
You let us by the names. It was good.
I did. It was fun.
It was great.
So, folks, thanks for playing. Of course. What would you like to say to the people at home?
Just thanks to everybody who listens. We hope you enjoyed this thing. We're going to try and do some more stuff, maybe involving the three of us as the months go on. So I hope you enjoyed this.
I did. Aaron, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Go Rangers.
Ooh. Fireworks on the podcast. Pew, pew.
I'd like to note for the record, that's the second time in the span of 2 minutes that she's stuck her tongue out at me.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably sticking it out more at Thierry Henry after today's
This episode. Is true.
So for Brent, for Aaron, and for myself, Ryan, thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you again next week.
This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
With famous Sams Wait. And Jacksons.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes?
Go ahead. I was going to say something extremely dumb.
Oh, that's fine. You've already given answers so far. So, question number 5. They got my room upgraded for no additional charge. And I'm trying to figure out why. They're like, well, we like to keep those rooms available for stuff. And so they upgraded me to a better room. I'm very confused as to why.
Last time I stayed someplace, I got a room upgrade because it was 85 degrees in the room.
That would be... Well, don't elderly people typically like rooms being that warm?
Is it here, Sonny?
Raise the heat. It's 100 degrees.
I'll hit you with my cane.
Oh, boy.
Let the record show that Brent does have a cane.